The crew and Dr. Feelgood on 98.3 The Snake.
It just makes you feel good.
It does. It makes me want to... Mommy
me too.
Crew makes
me
want
to...
Yeah. Yeah, you know
what I'm saying. You want to do that, huh?
Every time. Even if I'm, like, exhausted, I hear it. I'm like, all right, woo! anyways.
Let's do that.
So I got Terry Buell in here, the voice of the Magic Valley Speedway.
Thank you.
And I do value your opinion.
Wow.
Yeah, you know that. And we have a poll right now. And I do not... Okay, most of our listeners do not agree with me at all. Which we usually were on the same page.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But I'm probably the weird one. But
yeah,
obviously. Okay, so do you ever hang out with your coworkers socially?
Like, yes.
Okay.
You don't, huh?
They ask me all the time, and I usually come up with other excuses just because, you know.
Are you scared? What are you scared of?
Are
you hiding something?
No. No, I've been burned before.
Are you invoking executive privilege right now by not hanging out with your coworkers?
No. Well, okay. One, you know, I work a lot, so girl needs a break. Because if you hang out with your coworkers, it's like, am I at work again? We're going to talk about work. Kill me now.
But listen.
It's a fun job.
Hanging out with them allows you to have a different relationship with them that can enhance the professional relationship by understanding them more outside of the workplace. I'm not saying you have to do it all the time, become best buds and, right. You know, go camping together. I mean, Lord, that's taking a big step, going camping with somebody. Don't okay. go camping. I wouldn't go camping with my coworkers.
Oh, okay. So it's little increments, just little. Yeah.
I drink beer with them. But
just a little couple beers. Just yeah, you know, hanging out. Not getting wasted, just, you know, just
taking,
couple beers.
Whatever your ilk.
Okay.
But I mean, take that professional thing and leave it aside.
Okay.
And discover a little bit more. I think it helps. I do. I think it rounds out the whole deal. But then you don't want to blur that line. You know which line I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, that's why I've been burned.
Yeah, you don't wanna, although sometimes some people do want to blur that line, but
right.
You do not
married
want to.
Now, so.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh.
Which makes it even more significant for us, doesn't it?
Right. That would be even more awkward.
Oh my gosh.
That would never happen, by the way.
Of course not.
Throw it out there. Okay, well,
not in the first year.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. And you put it in a different perspective.
Oh, have I now?
Thank you, sir.
Have I brought you to the side of the fans out there that are disagreeing with you then?
I don't know if I completely agree with you, but I understand your side and opinion.
Oh, listen to you being all political.
But, you know, I'll try it out. I'll check it out. I'll try it once.
Be careful.
I'll try it a little bit. I got to, you know, just put the toe in the pool, but not the whole foot, you know?
Oh.
So maybe I can understand people better. But there you go. You can answer our poll, 98.3thesnake.com. Get some points. Get some prizes. Some of those prizes, of course, Magic Valley Speedway tickets we have up for grabs. And this Saturday, over the Magic Valley Speedway, drama should ensue.
Excitement. That's right. The thunder happens at our Speedway this Saturday. Great weather. Peterson Brother Construction are the sponsors of the night.
Nice.
Advanced tickets at... As always,
Mr. Gas
on Blue Lakes in Twin Falls. We look forward to seeing you out there, folks.
All right. There you go. If you want more, find it. MagicValleySpeedway.com. Got it. It's 98.3 The Snake.